One Massachusetts gubernatorial debate down, another this week between Charlie Baker and Jay Gonzalez. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill and Fiverr. Quick look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. We're joined now by Matt Murphy with the State House News Service. Thanks for your time, Matt.
Thanks for having me, Carrie.
This week is the second gubernatorial debate. In the first one, a policy area that found Governor Baker largely agreeing with his Democratic rival, Jay Gonzalez, was over property tax relief for senior citizens. Now, that topic came from a submitted question from the public. Are you getting any sense as to, like, any timely topics for Wednesday's debate?
No, you know, this debate, as you mentioned, the second debate, this one will be a WGBH debate. I would expect that you will see a lot of the same topics covered. I mean, they did cover a lot of ground, and you saw a lot of areas of disagreement. The one thing I think that jumped out to me was the way Jay Gonzalez and Charlie Baker didn't necessarily have a lot of fundamental disagreements about policy issues. I mean, sure, there are differences there, but Jay's main critique of the governor has been that he's not doing enough. He's not doing what he is doing fast enough. This applies to the MBTA and expansion of rail service to other parts of the state. This applies to the environment. It applies to opioids. I mean, Jay Gonzalez really trying to say that the governor is not doing enough. But, you know, the governor acquitted himself well. He had some good responses for that. And I would expect to see more of the same when they get together this week.
Looking to another statewide race, incumbent U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren and her Republican opponent Jeff Deal will be debating later in the week. In 2016, Deal served as Donald Trump's Massachusetts campaign co-chair. You know, in the wake of the Kavanaugh Senate hearings, what are some of the issues that Deal is going to try to sway independent voters with?
Yeah, I mean, I think what you're going to see Deal do is what Elizabeth Warren sort of played right into when she had her event in Holyoke a few weeks ago and basically admitted that she was going to take a hard look at running for president, probably something we all kind of knew or anticipated already. But it's what the Jeff Deal campaign has been saying for some time now, that she's not interested in representing Massachusetts, that she's out there campaigning around the country, and we've continued to see it. She was down in Georgia campaigning for Stacey Abrams, a woman who is running a competitive race to potentially be the first black governor of the state of Georgia. So he is going to say that Warren is more focused on her national ambitions than representing the people of Massachusetts. Elizabeth Warren doesn't seem too concerned with this line of attack. I mean, she probably wouldn't have gone out there and in what seemed to be a pretty planned answer to a question about 2020 when she admitted that she was going to be looking at running. She has not been up on TV running ads. I mean, she's really focused on Donald Trump and her work. So I think it'll be an interesting dynamic to see her actually forced to interact with Jeff Deal, who she's largely ignored so far during this campaign.
And the numbers aren't showing that. I mean, a UMass Lowell Boston Globe survey released last week showed Warren is holding a double-digit lead in the race, despite saying that she might, you know, toy with a presidential race in 2020. Other than that issue, how is Deal possibly going to set himself apart from Warren?
Yeah, I mean, it is interesting. We've seen polling suggesting the Massachusetts voters don't want her to run for president. In the low 30s, I think the people were encouraged and excited about that prospect. But at the same time, head-to-head against Deal, she also has huge commanding leads. The Deal is probably going to talk about taxes. I mean, he's been hitting Elizabeth Warren for her positions on taxes, and he's going to highlight his effort to that successful ballot campaign that he ran to uncouple the gas tax from the inflation rate, basically staving off future gas tax increases. So I expect him to talk about that. I don't think you'll see him talk too much about Donald Trump. He doesn't seem to talk too much on the campaign trail about his ties to the campaign, though he does defend the president in most circumstances when asked, but he hasn't made it a centerpiece of his campaign. Warren may try and push that issue a little more.
Matt Murphy, reporter and associate editor with the State House News Service in Boston. Thanks so much for joining us, Matt.
Thank you.
This is Beacon Hill and Five, NEPR's weekly check-in at the State House. It's also a podcast. You can subscribe to it wherever you get yours or at nepr.net/podcasthub. This is New England Public Radio.